the smell of the spawn, baby. You'll never get up if you haven't already been down. You're well out of it now. You're well out of it now. You're well out of it now. Well out of it. Well out of it. Well out of it. We'll be right back.
for a guy who's played the guitar for 53 years, I'm really ignorant about guitars and amps and stuff. You know, grasshopper, what I can tell you is that the answer is that if it sounds good and it's comfortable, then it's all right, isn't it? And so I suppose I started off when I was a kid. The first electric guitar I had was a Watkins Rapier. I've had lots of guitars over the years, but I don't have a hoard of them now. Every guitar's got a reason. So the guitar I'm using mostly at the moment is a Burns Flight. I did have a Fender Jag for a while that was on permanent loan from someone. I had it for 22 years, and then he decided he wanted it back, which was a bit disappointing, because I thought, legally, I felt it must be mine by now, 22 years. You can't just phone me up out of the blue and say, I want my guitar back. But he did, and so I gave it to him. I could have got another one, but Burns Flight was fine. I used an Epiphone 227 for a while, which was a piece of shit, really. I mean, it's a nice guitar, but it's not expensive. But then Kurt Cobain used one, so now it's quite sought after. Good old Kurt. I got a 12-string, which is a Baldwin Burns 12-string with F-holes. Nice thing. I used Carlsberg Stingray amps because I got a nice built-in fuzz box, which is nice. So whenever I see one going cheap in a second-hand shop, you can pick them up for about 100 quid. So if I see one, I'll always buy one. So I've got about six of them. 4x12 cabinet. And the effects I use, very simple. I've got a wah-wah pedal, delay pedal, and Marshall Governor Overdrive. And that's it. I just can't get my head around it when you see someone who's got a kind of, you know, paving slab of kind of about 50... pedals stuck out in front of him. If that was me, I wouldn't know what to tread on, you know.
Right.
You'd be going like, ooh, what's that all about? You know, really, a wah-wah pedal, delay, and an overdrive. I've got my built-in fuzz box in the amp, and that'll do, you know. That does everything I want it to do.
Now it's losing its
so long. At least I sussed it in the end. Coming round, I'm coming round, coming round, slowly coming round.
Seven FM KFJC, plowing a blazing furrow. The Bevis Franz special, part of the month of mayhem here on KFJC. Some excellent tracks from the London Stone LP. We just heard the very poppy Coming Round, and ahead of that, it was, perhaps at this point in the evening, almost the theme song, at least for me, Well Out of It, outstanding rocker. Derelict here with you. Alongside me is
Pete Dixon and Earl Grey to my left, if you need to know position. And I guess we're going to go on to music. We're going to move on from London Stone. And actually, London Stone was released on Woronzo, and only Woronzo, because Reckless didn't want to release it, and so we it was a Woronzo only release. So we're going to move on to the next album, which is It Just Is, and a track from it right here on KFJC. The actually the track Hit the Lights from It Just Is. And hear that. Quite popular at the station. Double LP, also out on CD. And here it is. Music. The Bevis Franz special on KFJC.
Shine.
to the Roundhouse, and I was a bit nerdy about guitar and stuff. I was trying to learn my trade, if you know what I mean, because I was either going to be a footballer or a guitarist, and I just wasn't that good at football. Enthusiastic, but not that good. As I showed last Thursday in my five-a-side, I did score 2 goals, I hasten to add.
Right.
But still not very good. But it was either football or guitar, you know. So when I'd go to somewhere like the Roundhouse and you'd have a band on, or the Marquee, or wherever I was going, I really desperately wanted to see what the guitarists were doing, and I'd be standing down the front or sitting where I could and studying what they did and what pedals they used and how they got their various sounds, and I'd be watching, and like, you know, whereas a lot of my mates who'd be tripping would just come out, they wouldn't know what band they'd seen, you know, they'd be saying things like, you've got a camel climbing up your leg and stuff, and I'd be thinking, that's not really what I want to be doing, you know.
Oh, she was a blushing bride. Drove me to a stormy side. With nothing fresh, at least in mind. Best to leave it. Voices cried from everywhere.
You know what it's all about. It's about the month of mayhem. KFJC 89.7 FM. Plowing a blazing furrow. The Bevis Frond special. You know what it's all about because we know what it's all about. And that's what you heard right there from the fabulous It Just Is double LP.
Have the double LP right here in my hands, actually, because when we have the CD here as well, so we are doubling up, but a fine, fine double album. So before then, we heard Dreamboat Sinking, and started off that set with Hit the Lights, little interview segment from Nick in there as well, describing how he used to go and watch guitarists at the Brown House, which I used to do as well, and the Marquee, which I also used to do as well, so sort of some strange parallels going on there. Anyway, It Just Is, album came out in 1993, it's all 100% Nick, no guests on this album whatsoever, everything including the kitchen sink, I believe, is what it says somewhere. Dedicated to Ollie Holsoll, who had passed away, I believe, during the recording of that album, one of Nick's very favourite musicians from the band Pato. And when we went round to visit him all those years ago, Pete...
That's right.
Remember, he played us some Pato when we went over to England in 1996 for the live Brixton broadcast.
Yes.
He invited us round for a lovely cup of tea... And very nice it was, too. So that was really, really nice.
But, quite a psychedelic visit.
Yes.
That would have still been back in the Walthamstow days.
That's right, yeah.
Yes, it was indeed, in Walthamstow. And so It Just Is out on the Waronzo record label, and we've also been doing a little bit of virtual touring around London here. So we've got a certain well-known high-tech company's Street View up and Waronzo Road Northwest 8, which, if you'd been listening to the show a little earlier, that's where the name for the record label came from, is Waronzo Road, up in the north of London. So we've just been taking a little virtual stroll down there. Just crazy, crazy high-tech stuff that you can do. So what's coming up next, Pete?
So we're going to move on to the Sprawl album, which was next. And actually, I believe this came out, was a double vinyl and with other extra tracks. Is that right, Mr. Licht?
Indeed, you're correct.
Yes, and Sprawl. So we're going to go on to a track from there by the name of Awake, right here on KFJC, the Bevis Frond special.
Baby, you're the ginchiest. Yeah.
Sporting homes, the sporting prints, the out-of-date instructions on the telephone. Oh, Gideon. Oh, Gideon. If only you could walk. If only you could walk. We turn to you through desperation, boredom, alcohol, abuse, anything but true desire. Abandoned in the 1950s, dumb forever, sleeping silent by an old gas fire. And Gideon. Oh, Gideon. Still serving out your time. Still serving out your time. Dusted nevermore, but hard and threadbare, proudly led to honest business folk. Igor downstairs, knowing smile, one night stand abomination, no great shakes, but worth a poke. Oh, Gideon, avert your righteous gaze. Avert your righteous gaze.
Broadcasting from Foothill College, this is KFJC in Los Altos Hills.